Is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Japanese Emperor Akihito has abdicated the throne on Tuesday afternoon. He spoke here through an interpreter during the ceremony.
I would like to offer my great gratitude to the words just spoken by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on behalf of the people of Japan. Since ascending the throne 30 years ago, I have performed my duties as the emperor with a deep sense of trust in and respect for the people. And I consider myself fortunate to have been able to do so.
Crown Prince Naruhito ascends to the throne to succeed his father tomorrow, May 1st. The Islamic State shadowy leader has claimed to appear on a video for the first time in 5 years, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi remains the world's most wanted man with a $25 million bounty on his head. Despite several claims of his death the last few years, a video released by the group's propaganda wing shows an apparently healthy Baghdadi on camera for the first time since 2014. It's unclear when or where the video was shot. The man acknowledges the group's defeat in Syria, the end of its self-declared caliphate. In a video apparently aimed at boosting his militants' morale, he vows more attacks, saying the enemy should know jihad will continue until doomsday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials are aware of this video being released, but have yet to verify its authenticity. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Rains continued to pound northern Mozambique Monday, hampering aid deliveries in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth. The death toll from that storm has risen to 38. Rescuers said they used a brief break in the rain on Monday to send one aid helicopter to the island of Ibo, where hundreds of homes were destroyed by the cyclone. Spain's ruling socialists, led by Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, were weighing options for forming a new government Monday after they won a national election but fell short of a majority in the deeply fragmented parliament that could spell prolonged political uncertainty. Reuters' Mia Wormersley reports.
If Sanchez does seek a coalition partner, he could opt for a complex alliance with fellow leftists Podemos. Their leader said he would happily sign up to that. But that would likely need the support from at least one Catalan separatist lawmaker, a potentially divisive move. Or he could risk upsetting his grassroots supporters by joining forces across the political divide with centre-right Ciudadanos. Any coalition talks could take weeks or even months and could end in deadlock and even further elections.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley. A plot to bomb a Nazi rally was thwarted in Southern California. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Army veteran was arrested for plotting the white supremacist bomb at the rally in Long Beach in retaliation for mosque attacks in New Zealand.
The complaint charges Mark Stephen Domingo, a 26-year-old resident of Reseda, with a felony offense of providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. Mr. Domingo is a former United States Army soldier who served in Afghanistan and is also a recent convert to Islam.
Hanna said the suspect attempted to use pressure cookers filled with nails. Family and friends gathered on Monday to remember synagogue shooting victim Lori Kay. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
A packed congregation gathered Monday at the Chabad of Poway for a memorial service for Lori Kay, who was killed in a shooting at the Southern California synagogue on Saturday. Hannah Kay said her mother lived her faith.
Everyone was her sister. Everyone was her trusted confidant. Everyone was her friend.
Lori Kay's husband, Dr. Howard Kay, implored anyone with hatred for others to change.
Turn your life around. Come back into the real world, the world of Lori, which is peace and love on earth.
I'm Mike Rossian.
Police in Bangladesh say security forces killed at least two people suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant group behind the deadly 2016 cafe attack in Dhaka. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.